Today is Wednesday, May 27th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So I feel like we're just wrapping everything up, wrapping it up. I talked to two men in a truck today, and they told me. They asked a bunch of questions and, you know, how many refrigerators do you have? No, it was like, do you have any pianos or pool tables or gun safes or, you know, anything really, anything over 400 pounds that would take like a lot of people? And, you know, what's the driveway situation and all of this kind of stuff? And then after they asked all those questions, she said, well, based on that, I think you need two trucks, four men. So it's really going to be four men, two trucks, not two men and a truck. But they charge by the hour. They don't charge by the number of trucks or the number of men. So it's okay. They just have a set hourly, you know, fee that they charge no matter how many people or trucks. So I was like, yeah, bring three trucks, bring six men, whatever, you know, whatever. The more the merrier. We've got a shower that can fit all of them. So anyway, so we went through that and they gave me the rate and they asked if I wanted to purchase the insurance, which I don't know. I mean, they had a bare bones, like free insurance that I didn't even really understand it. She said it was like by the pound or something, which I don't really understand. But the full coverage, I used to be a claims adjuster and I hate the term full coverage because there's never such a thing as full coverage, like fully covering every single possible thing that could happen. Like, it doesn't exist. And agents really and claims adjusters hate it when people call in and they say, well, I've got full coverage. You know, well, they're like, well, you don't have coverage for $100 a day for a rental car, do you? So I guess you don't have full coverage. Anyway, so I hate that. But anyway, for full coverage, what they're calling full coverage, it was like an additional $250. And I was like, I'm not really sure if I want to do that. So I paid the deposit and yada, yada. Every time I've used them before, it's actually taken less time than what they quoted because we always are really fully packed and ready to go. And so it's a lot faster for them. And we don't expect them to set much up except maybe the bed frames, and that's about it. So, you know, so I imagine it'll be a little bit cheaper than what I was quoted. But anyway, did that. Let's go ahead and listen to a voicemail real quick, and then I'll finish my updates.
Adam, I think
hey.
The score was 414 to 409. So you're right. I think you said 5 or 6 points. But if it takes you an hour to make a move, you're putting too much time into it. But
No. It doesn't take me an hour to make a move. What I'm saying is I have all these random people that I don't know that are hitting me up on Words with Friends. I don't know how they find me. I don't know if Words with Friends recommends them to me or what, or me to them. And then I'm like, oh, sure, I'll play them. But then I get like 10 of these people. And they're nudging me. They're like poking me. They're telling me I need to play. I'm feeling stressed. And to get through like 15 or 20 opponents, it takes me an hour. Not one move, but like 15 or 20 opponents.
What I'm going to say, between now and after you're moved and settled, like in 3 months, I won't bother starting a game with you, but you can hit me up with a new game after you're settled. Because
it always does this. I don't know why when I play from Gmail, it always stops like 30 seconds in, folks. So I'm going to just download it really quick and I'm going to play it from my computer. Here we go.
A game with you, but you can hit me up with a new game after you're settled. Because I like to play with people who play at least every other day. But anyway.
So many demands.
Yeah, I love it. I actually have about, at any given time, 5 to 7 games going with Laurie Dean. And he's my favorite person. I love to beat. And then when I'm having a bad moment in time and during birthday month, he lets me win all the games on purpose. Like, he'll even set me up. Or if I send him a message and say, hey, on this one game, I have a word that I can spell that will, you know, get me 132 points. He's so sweet. He doesn't take the space so I can spell the word. Anyway,
what's the point of playing a game if, oh my God, Kathy, well, first of all, I want to play you, Kathy. Like, my whole spiel yesterday was that I'm playing these strangers and I would rather play people that I know, and that would be fun. But when I have like 20 games and they're all people I don't know and I don't really care, and it's taken me an hour to make one move on each of those 20. That was my point. And, you know, I can do it when I get in bed or whatever. You know, it's no big deal. But I do put some thought into it. It takes me a while to, you know, inspect, especially with Kathy, because I don't know, because I don't have experience with Words with Friends. But you guys, Kathy is good. She comes up with these words that just are like millions of points. And you're like, oh, my God, how did you even do that? Anyway, and I'm, you know, I'm a pretty smart person, I think, but. And I'm competitive, so I want to get, I don't want to make a move until I have the very best word that I could possibly have. And I don't like to cheat. You know, like some, I'm not saying that, Kathy, I'm sure you don't cheat, but I don't like to do that. So I'm like racking my brain trying to come up with words. And sometimes I'll just like play random, I'll just put random letters. Because the one thing that Words with Friends will let you do is it'll let you put letters and just see if it's a word or not, you know? So it's like I'm just trying all these different combinations of letters to see if something's a word if I don't know it. Like, especially when you're trying to like use a J and you're like, what the hell words have J in them, you know? Anyway, so Kathy, I want to play you. I don't want to play all these random people, but I feel bad declining. Anyway, that was the point. Thanks for your call, by the way. All right, so I settled up with the movers. That's all set for June 13th. Our closing is Friday. We got our home warranty sent over for us to review. We had a couple of addendums on the contract. And we've got the final walkthrough tomorrow, which I'm sure there's still going to be more stuff that's not done. But we do have that home warranty that the builder is providing. It's just, you know, you want to get as much stuff done as possible. Because once you've signed the dotted line and you've bought the thing, you know, they're going to come out, but it's going to take them weeks, if not months, to come out when you have things for them to fix. I have experience with this, so I know. You know, it'll be such an inconvenience that eventually we'll just be like, we'll just pay to have that fixed because it'll be faster, you know? The only thing I don't know about is the cables, the internet situation, because they were supposed to call me within a couple of days, and it's been, I don't know, 6 days since I talked to them, and nobody has called me. So I really don't know about that, but today I also started, during our lunch break, I started pulling things out of the pantry, because Mark and I decided this was going to be a good time to go through all of our canned goods, dry goods, all of that kind of stuff. Well, everything, even stuff in the refrigerator, and look at the expiration dates on everything. And, you know, and I didn't even know, like, I mean, I knew this, but there are things like, I don't know, pasta or dry beans or rice or a lot of canned goods. You know, they have a date on them, but it's usually it says like Best Buy. So a lot of times I'll just ignore that because it's not going to go bad. A lot of those canned goods, especially, could make it through like a nuclear winter and they'd be fine. But you know, it's a good idea to freshen things up, because I think what suffers, I saw this on a TV show or something, it's not that they're not edible or they'll kill you, it's that the flavor and the, you know, the quality of the item suffers the older it is. So we're just gonna go ahead. So I started pulling everything out of the pantry cabinets, and then I'm going through, and if the Best Buy or the expired date is passed, we're gonna throw it And that'll give us less stuff to move as well. You know, moving food is always the hardest thing. I don't want the movers to do it. So we'll probably pack up all the food and take that over, except for the refrigerated stuff. We'll probably take that over ourselves and put it in the pantry. There are a few other things like my mixer, like all my computer stuff. I'd rather move all that myself. So I'm sure we're going to be making a million trips between Friday when we sign the closing papers and when we actually move. Just taking random stuff that I don't want the movers to move, you know? But that's fine, because the more we take, the less they're taking and the less expensive the moving will cost or will be. So other than that, I worked today, and yeah, that's about all I did. I did not do any. So I gave you guys a list of things I was going to do last night. You know, I was going to work on some Pride 48 website stuff. Nope, didn't do that. I had a plan to keep looking at my 3D model, which is fun, but it's going to turn into just like a, I don't know, like 30 minutes a day sort of thing. I didn't look at that either. We just finished up that show Uploaded that I was telling you guys about, and that's about it. That's all we did last night. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393, and you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.